We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Caleb Martin Show. That's right, Caleb Martin. Two-way contract you keep hearing about that Jax was talking about, 28 points, 6 of 8 on threes, and then he said, hey, Max Strus, you do your thing in the fourth quarter. Knocks down 16 points and gets some nice efforts, nice team effort last night to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, who have been on fire, got their big three back together. They're all healthy, and you knock down 22 threes. You tie the franchise record with that. 40 points from the bench. Some good defense. P.J. Tucker doing his thing, getting physical with Giannis last night. And you end up getting yourself a nice win against a really good Milwaukee Bucks team. Really,
only
really
by good. One, Joe, but out-rebounded that team 42-41. We talked about the last couple losses, too, that they've been scorchingly bad out-rebounded by other teams. And they did it last night. I couldn't believe it. It's against a good rebounding team in Milwaukee.
You know what? If somebody gets hot, or, you know, sometimes we look and go, oh, that guy's out. And in the long run, I agree. But every so often, you get a game like where those guys, like Caleb Martin's never had 28 points in his life in a game in the NBA. No, I'm not. It's not a shot. It's the most he's ever had.
Young guy, right.
And Max Strus hit 16 in the fourth in the money quarter. You just get that kind of effort. And I was sitting here thinking, well, they're going to need some big games from Hero and Duncan. They're going to need one of those 60 between them games. And, hey, you never know, man. Those guys are all NBA players. Had their moment last night where they were on fire and scored 69 points in the second half after being down. And get yourself a win, man. Nice, nice win. Chicago coming up Saturday night. Also playing pretty well right now. And then we got all this stuff going on with recruiting and University of Miami. It's finally all coming together. We've been talking about this athletic director thing for a long time. It's been going on. The way this whole thing was handled, still very much a big question mark, no matter what you want to say. But at the end, I know what the school's going to say.
Who cares how it was handled?
Exactly. We got the two guys we wanted.
Massive home run here for Miami.
Both.
Shocking, by the way. That they were able to do everything that they got. I mean,
well,
like,
one
what we
thing
were talking
talked.
About at the beginning of this thing to where it ended is pretty impressive, man.
So the school surprise, the biggest surprise for me, now that it's, you know, we've all had a chance to see it and realize it's actually happened and it's not a rumor or speculation or it might happen, it might not, and everybody going back and forth, is the University of Miami put up big boy money either through the school or through the people that have gotten involved that have money that said, if this is about alumni, then we're gonna make sure you guys know we got jets, we got cash, we can do all those things all the other guys are doing, and we got to get in the big boy business. And right now the big boy business starts at $8 million a year. And they're 10-year contracts, something the University of Miami
has never done,
right. Either years or money. And, oh, by the way, we realize coaches need to get paid. We're going to make sure we pay you the way Clemson pays you. People pay there. And, by the way, I guess that speaks for itself since you got their AD coming in. He understands. He's seeing how this thing works. Comes in with a great resume. But he also now has seen what it takes to win at the highest level.
Of course.
So you got an athletic director coming from what has been until this year – one of the three best football programs in the country for, what, almost a decade. Almost.
What, they got a four title games, won two of them? Like, yeah, that football program, they, one of the greatest turnarounds you've seen.
They've had a nice run with two first-round quarterbacks in there, Deshaun and Trevor, a lot of really good players. So, listen, they got it rolling, dominating the ACC, and now the guy, the leader of the band, Dan Radakovich is going to be here with the Miami Hurricanes. It's just, and I just think, so he comes in, they know he knows what he's doing because he's been the leader of their party for a decade.
Yep.
So now he comes in here, you know, people are like, if you're a new guy, you get bullied. You just do. Whether you're a coach, whether you come in and run a company and they know you've never done it, you got to prove yourself, right? And people are going to push you around a little bit in business. They are. Not this guy. We got a guy
that's
come in and he's done it. He knows how it works. So people are going, how can I help? What do you need? People are, you know, it's just a completely different feel to having a proven athletic director come in here that has put it together, you know, and business plans together that work. And by the way, not just for football, but for the whole sports, whatever your favorite sport might be down there to get them going. But it all starts, no question about it, and we know this, starts with football.
Of course it does.
And so
the moneymaker for just about every school, right?
Anyway, yeah.
All the excuses, though, that we've used over the years here are out the window. Right? Like, you can't no more. There's not a temple coach. It's not a lower level coach. The AD knows what he's like. Everyone knows what they're doing and has had success at the highest level. So, all the excuses that we've, you know, gone to the well with down here, like, those are all gone. It's just time to win now.
Well, the right people, personnel's in place. Now you got to coach
it's
a team,
gotta be
recruit the
right
guys,
personnel.
And so, win
this
games.
Has to be it, right?
The bigger, yeah, of course.
I mean,
please.
This is it for my, like, this has to be it.
You don't have to say it.
What else you have to, together. Where else can you go from here? Right.
So now the next question for me is going to be, this recruiting stuff is, you know, you're obviously late to the party. So you're just out there and you're doing, like, Mario Cristobal is one of the best head coach recruiters in the business. He's going after, but he knows he's up against the clock and he's not in a great situation. So he's going to try to pull a couple guys last second to come in here. But the big thing for me is, I know he can recruit. Big thing for me is, who's going to be the offensive coordinator and who's going to be the defensive coordinator? Who's going to run your system? Who is going to be? Those are obviously very, very important jobs that we'll see what Marlon, hopefully he's going to be with us tomorrow morning. We'll have him and ask him some of these questions as you know, it's a strange one. I guess they got most of their coachings. I thought Lashley was going to take a lot of guys. As of right now, he might have gone by himself.
Right. I mean, I thought Likens was a sure shot to be his OC, and that's not happening, or not of yet, at
not
least.
Not yet.
Yeah.
So, anyway, those guys are going to coach this game. I guess most of them have been told we're going to evaluate everything and decide, because I think we're all curious. Mario, how many of the coaches from your Oregon staff? That's got to be a question that's asked too. Are you just coming with one guy and a strength coach, or you bringing more? Are there more assistant coaches that you really liked? And at the other end, of course, is what is Oregon doing? Are they trying to keep a lot of those guys with the new coach that might be coming in? Whether it's a coach at Cal or a coach at UCLA or somebody, they're kind of doing actually what Miami's doing. They're trying to get one of their own.
Right.
To come in there that's got ties to,
Chip
to
Kelly
Oregon.
Reunion?
Chip coming back.
All right.
Or Wilcox, the head coach at Oregon, where his father was one of the greatest players of all time. Dave Wilcox was a great linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers, Hall of Famer from Oregon and played for Oregon and the whole thing. So trying to get that. I get it too, man.
Who wants to be Phil Knight's new buddy? That's what it comes down to, right?
Well, I think he's got buddies. Yeah. They're just not buddies when they say I'm going back home. I appreciate all your money, but you know, I want to head back home and do the whole thing. So, hey, look, it looks like it's in pretty good shape though, considering, you know, everything, and it was a little rough the way everything was handled, and
But in the last couple of weeks, if you thought, if you knew this was coming, like you thought this was going to be the end results, these are the kind of the dream end results, but you'd be shocked if a month ago these two guys would be in place and you knew these two guys would be in place.
I never
Clemson AD. Weird stuff getting bounced around, and we were talking about having, you know, former football guys as AD, having a director of football, like there's a lot of weird stuff getting bounced around.
Now you got the Clemson AD and the Oregon former Oregon.
I am curious though why did it take so long for the his name's been tied to it the whole time, but why did it take so long to finally get this thing like, okay, I'm ready, let's do it. Took a little bit longer, I think, than everybody thought. And, you know, I guess they interviewed a lot of different people, and including a couple of former Miami Hurricanes. And but I don't think anybody's going to complain. And by the way, the guy's got ties. Hell, he went to undergraduate school down here.
Yep.
So he's very familiar with the whole thing down here. Anyway, it's should be fun. Should
Could've
be
been
fun.
Tough to leave. Easy to leave Clemson though. Like that's a really good job. You talk about something that's rolling. Like that's not an easy place to leave, man.
You talk about the bullies of the ACC. They've been the bullies for the last.
Yeah,
decade.
They've owned that conference. Yeah.
I think he just weighed in and said, well, since the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator are both leaving to Clemson, it's a good time to add the AD to it, too.
Right.
We're all out of here.
Dabo sitting in a room by himself right now?
Not long.
I know.
Clemson's
but he still is right now.
Hit by that labor shortage, man. They're going to put like one of those help wanted signs
in
the front.
I don't think they're posting jobs on Indeed.
I think Dabo's just got to figure out who he wants, right. But that there are going to be a lot of guys interested in
You think someone will take the $2 million to call plays for them?
I think so.
I think whatever, even if they go a little bit lower, I think they're still two of the highest paying jobs in the country. And Dabo's pretty secure there. He's
in
pretty good shape.
Right.
Doesn't look like he's interested in any other
jobs. Don't say that too loud. You never know at this point.
Well, you're right, but I don't know what else would be out there unless we find out someday he jumps from Clemson to Alabama or something like that, which who knows. You're right, though. We should never say that.
No, not anymore.
What,
you can't say that anymore.
Through.
Right. You can't say that anymore.
But we got coordinators jumping. And by the way, did anybody just quietly catch? It's not a big, big deal, but I thought it was kind of weird. So Pittsburgh's playing great. Panthers.
Yeah.
And they win the ACC. So they got a bowl game. Good bowl game coming up. Coordinator takes off. Resigns. And, you know, they're putting up big, big offensive numbers. And the quarterback, I mean, I think the quarterback's going to be the runner-up on the Heisman.
Still iffy to play in their bowl game, too. How about that? Kenny Pickett.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he
so,
came out and just didn't, hasn't declared what he's going to play.
Well, that's going to be another topic coming up here in the next few days because there's already been Oregon outside linebacker pass rusher and a wide receiver at USC. More to come. More to come. If I ain't playing in the big games, I ain't playing. No way. I'm going to go get ready for the draft, right?
Not if you're a top 60 guy, maybe, right?
But this will be very interesting. But this guy took the job as a same job, but it's got to be a hell of a lot more money going from Pitt
cash.
To go to Oklahoma
gotta
to be the offensive
cash.
Coordinator. That seemed like it'd be a pretty damn good job, the offensive coordinator, where their problem has never been scoring points.
No way. Not with that offense. Are you kidding me? Well, the coach is gone. Maybe it's a little different.
Unless everybody left the track meet, right, and decided
they're
to
all
go.
Going to L.A.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here, man. We always go into break. We always got stuff. But when we come back, we're going to talk to one of the biggest winners. I'll bet you he hasn't slept in a week since he found out, and they're trying to figure out, hey, who's going? Are we going to get Alabama, Cincinnati? No, you're going to get Michigan, and you're going to get Georgia. How about that one? How about that for a winner?
Didn't take long to sell tickets out. Either.
They would have sold. They could have filled up Hard Rock twice for this game. Oh, my God. What a great problem to have. Come on down. Spend money. Take 4 or 5 days. Come on down during the holiday season. Hang out with us. Come down early. Keep the weather.
We'll give
some of this weather like we have today. Hey, right now, though, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze and Choice Mortgage. I do because I want to let you know when it comes to low fixed rates, I can't do any better than this right now, 2.5. That's where they are. You got to take advantage of these great rates if you haven't done it. Or you've gone to a bank and you go, it just took so long, I decided not to do it. How about if I told you you can get approved in half the time of a bank? What if I told you even if your credit score has taken a little hit over the last couple of years because of the craziness of the world, well, you can still, he'll find creative ways to help you still get approved. That's what Michael Kotze does. Reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing, any questions you might have about rates now and what your rates are and how much money you can save and how quickly it can get done. Michael Kotze can answer all those questions, because let me just tell you this. Michael Kotze and his company were built, Choice Mortgage was built on great service, and that's never going to change. Great service is getting you approved, answering your questions. They've been doing this for more than 25 years right here in South Florida. 25 years helping people. The question always pops up, should I be renting right now or should I buy? And he says, money's cheap, Joe. Tell him let's buy. Let's get it done for you. Come on, man. You found a place you like, something new. Go get it. Why are you paying a landlord all that money? Build up your own equity. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730, or visit choicemortgage.com, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Call or text Michael Kotze today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to the CEO of the Orange Bowl Committee, Eric Palms, here for a couple minutes. Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Did you have trouble getting up at 7:20? Or were you up? You probably haven't been able to sleep, I'm guessing, in like a week since you found out Georgia and Michigan were playing each other, right?
You know, the truth of the matter is, anytime you're on with Joe Rose, you can't sleep. You get so excited.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. All right. You're right. I deserve that. That's a good call by you. Hey, by the way, Eric, I still don't understand how this worked, because I thought for sure, like, oh, Alabama's going to be number one. They're going to want to come down here. How do they decide whether 1 and 4 get to come down or 2 and 3? How do they decide who goes to Dallas and who comes here?
Well, the team selection committee that works all through the fall ranks the teams, obviously, 1 through 25 and focuses on 1 through 4. But in the end, the number one ranked team is who they can give deference to. It's not automatic. But, you know, they do know inclination. They also factor in geography, other competitive factors. So when you look at it, you know, with Alabama and Cincinnati being geographically closer to the Cotton Bowl, and obviously that Georgia just one state away from us, and Michigan having a huge fan base in Florida, I think that's the conclusion they came to.
Yeah. So I guess we've been laughing, having fun with this. If you could, like, could you sell 200,000 tickets for this or 150,000? What do you think the number would be?
Joe, I've known you a long time, and I've been at the Orange Bowl over 28 years. I've never seen impact like this after a team announcement. It's just been incredible. You've got, you know, two programs that have massive fan bases. Michigan's never been in the college football playoff. Last national championship game was in 1997. So you can imagine the explosion of enthusiasm coming from Ann Arbor, and then couple it with Georgia, probably the best regular season they've had in generations going back to the 80s. So, you know, we're very fortunate down here. We were fine either way, whichever way the matchups would go. But I would tell you, having a Big Ten SEC matchup, these teams haven't played since 1965.
They haven't?
Wow.
That's even better.
They've only played twice in their history. You know, so all those combinations come in, and it's a great problem to have.
Stephen Ross going to let some of those Georgia people have those sweets, or did he buy them all for himself? I wanted to see if any there going to be any red in the sweet level at all.
Oh, there will be. There definitely will be. I mean, this is a celebration of the sport. We have a national semifinal every 3 years. And given what we went through as a community, as a country, as the global pandemic, what it caused, this is awesome. I mean, we had Alabama, Ohio State in the national championship game, but only 20% capacity.
Yeah,
this time we have a full stadium. Hard Rock Stadium is obviously one of the great venues in the world. So we're excited about this.
So I got to ask you, just away from the game for a second, another guy that you've worked with and known a long time is Dan Radakovich. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts about UM getting him? What don't we know about him that you know about him, because you've dealt with him more than anybody?
Truly one of the great, great individuals in this business. I've known Dan since his time at LSU. And obviously he has ties going way back to the University of Miami. What he's done at Clemson has been amazing. The facilities, the investment, the coaches, and so forth. I know he's going to do an amazing job. He's a great professional, but he's an even better person. High values, high ethics, high principles, and I think he's going to do great things here for the University of Miami.
Were you a little surprised he took the job?
No, I mean, there's so many factors that go into it. I know he has ties back to South Florida. His wife, Marcy, has ties back to South Florida. And, you know, there's an affinity to, you know, this great program, the history, the tradition. He was here when it first got going in football back in the early 80s. So I've texted with Dan a little bit and really excited about the prospect of him leading the way here at the University of Miami.
Eric, I know also you got a doubleheader in basketball coming up, the AutoNation OB Classic. I think it's December 18th, starting at 1 p.m. at FAL Live Arena. That's always fun, too, those doubleheaders you've had. I just looked at the history online, how far back they go, how many NBA players play in that game, and how many local guys. But that's always a great time there for that doubleheader.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, the AutoNation Orange Bowl Basketball Classic every year was a lot of fun. But this year we have four in-state teams, with South Florida playing Florida in the first game, you know, on Saturday, December 18th, 1 o'clock. And then it follows immediately with UCF and Florida State. And really, the history of this, I've been here a long time working for Keith Tribble, and we approached Leonard Hamilton back in 1994, believe it or not. And he was the grandfather of this. You know, he had the vision. He knew that college basketball needed a place in the time when college football was going strong, going into bowl season. And here we are, you know, probably, 28, 29 years later, we're still doing this. It's going strong, and we can't thank the folks at the Florida Panthers, Florida Live Arena, for making this thing a reality. It's great.
All right, so you being the guy, and everybody's going to – because I know I've had people call me like, hey, I don't expect free tickets, but, like, can I at least get them on face value? Do you know anybody? Do you know this guy, the CEO guy? I see him on TV sometimes. How many of those have you got so far? Like, come on, man. How many people? I don't want them free, Eric, now. I don't want them free, but can I just
– face value.
You know, I like lower bowl, but just whatever you're paying for them, I'll pay for them.
I don't know what it would take to get you to be the filter before they get to me, but that would be a great idea. Sounds like you could be a very
– Oh, you don't want that. You don't want that. No. They'll never get to you.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
It's, it's a great problem to have, as I said earlier, and it's just – there's a buzz around this game, and it obviously leads to ticket demand. And, you know, in the end, it's a celebration of the Orange Bowl Committee, celebration of South Florida. And that's what this is all about. It is a great tradition that goes back to 1935. So, you know, these are great games that if there's ticket demand, we can handle it, we can navigate it, and we're looking forward to December 31st.
Yeah, listen, man, what a great one. You know, the years we sat here and we didn't get exactly the game you want, you're going, oh, gosh, all right, let's put a nice spin on this. And then you just get the automatic pilot where that big, beautiful car comes in, everybody wants, and it's on automatic pilot, man. It is beautiful, and that's what you have.
Yeah, we've been on a good run. You know, going back to 2016, we had Florida State versus Michigan. The next year, Miami, Wisconsin. The next year, Florida, Virginia. And then last year, the pandemic hit, but we had Texas A&M versus North Carolina. And then this community hosted the Alabama-Ohio State game. So it's been a great piece. Our partnership with the ACC versus Big Ten SEC Notre Dame has been a great formula for traditional games. And on semifinals, to your point, you never know what you're going to get. And to get Georgia versus Michigan, it's a blessing. It's great for our community. And there's some great things that are going to happen leading up to the game, one of which will be announced, I think, today or tomorrow. Free concert on South Beach, and we'll wait for that announcement later.
You want to break it now, week. You can't. You just,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just come out
Mike's
now.
All yours.
Why the hell do we always got to be the last one to know? Just come out.
Can't do it. Right. Our partners at Capital One are putting this concert on, but the last two were the Imagine Dragons, and the next one was the Dave Matthews Band. So I can tell you, it's in that lineup.
Okay.
You know, very high-profile artist, and I think this community will be fired up to hear who it is.
Hey, one other thing that you guys have been doing, and we don't talk about it enough because high school kind of gets left out a little bit, but these high school football fields you guys have been redoing, man, has been fantastic. I went over to the Pahokee area, and I saw that one, and it was just so cool because football is so important to those people over there. You know that. Glade Central, Pahokee, real close to each other for if you haven't been over there. And football is a big, big thing. And youth football is a big, big thing. So to have those. And, yeah, are we going to be doing any more of those fields, though?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I mean, the mission statement of the Orange Bowl Committee has always been about economic development. And by virtue of the success of the bowl game, you can give back to the community in a meaningful way. And so we started these legacy gifts back in, I guess, 2008. And now we are six fields later. We're currently finishing up Orange Bowl Field at Glades Pioneer Park in Belglade. We did the field 3 years ago. A building is now going right next to it. So you can have high school games. You can have youth football games. Yeah. And then the next one, which is happening as we speak right now, is right next to Pompano Ely High School, is Orange Bowl Field at Mitchell Moore Park. And our current president, Mayor Jack Seiler, his time at the city of Fort Lauderdale was very instrumental. Henry Crockett, who played there, brought this connection to us. And that's a $4 million-plus project with the city of Pompano Beach. And these are great things. Our next project is geared towards Miami-Dade County.
Yep.
And we want to continue to do this. To your point, you know, football is just a fabric of this community. So many players come from here. But it starts at the youth level. And so we've been built on college football, but we know where it comes from. It comes from youth football and high school football. So we're committed, and we appreciate you bringing that up.
No, man, Dade County. I was thinking Dade County the whole time. We beat the hell out of those fields because we have a shortage of them. So anytime we can fix them up and give those kids, whether it's – and they're used all the time. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. There's every age group right up till they sign with college gets a chance to use them. So it's great
Absolutely.
Stuff. Hey, it's great having you, man, and congratulations. Yeah. Michigan and friggin' Georgia, man. That is awesome.
Joe, we'll see you tonight, and we thank you, Zach, everybody at QAM for your partnership, and let's celebrate this and have fun. It's great for South Florida.
I'm going to celebrate it tonight. I'm going to have myself a couple cold ones. I am going to do that tonight.
You're on us.
All right. Sounds good. Eric, thank you, brother. Appreciate
Thanks, Eric.
It.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.
Eric Palm, CEO of the Orange Bowl Committee, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. We got a lot more stuff. Hollywood's headlines. We got Mike Harley. I'm not calling him former Hurricane wide receiver. He's got
Still
one
got
more
a game.
Game
left, right.
Got one more and has a – how about of all the great receivers that have played at the U, and Mike Harley has the most catches of any of them, breaking –
all-time
Reggie
leader.
Wayne's record, which I didn't even know Reggie was the leader.
There's so many people.
I don't know. In the old days when guys played the four years, so I thought it would have been somebody that stayed, and then the guy started going 3 years. So, but good
He's
for
guy
him,
now.
Man. That's
He's
pretty
that
cool.
Guy.
Pretty right. cool to have that for life. All right, right now or until somebody catches him. But I do want to talk about sports-related injuries. Sooner or later, they happened to all of us. And then it turns into something like this. Hey, Joe, hey, sorry to bother you, man, but where do the pros go? I hear you talking about those guys. And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. They go to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, which is a big part of Baptist Health South Florida. Baptist Health South Florida continues to grow and put more and more into keeping all of our athletes, young and old, healthy. And when you do get injured, it's nice to know we've got some of the best doctors in the business. some of the best specialists, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, and in-house physical therapist. I mean, you put all this together with the doctors working with the therapist. One goal, man. And the thing is, so, because I don't want to offend anybody else that does this, and there's some great doctors out there, and I know that. But I do know our doctors work on the same injuries every day, starting with million-dollar athletes, college athletes, high school athletes. So when you go in and you go, have you ever seen this? They go, yeah, 17 times today. I fixed it 9 times yesterday. It's nice to know they've got great experience. You're going to have great success. And that's what this thing's all about. Got a brand new facility on 595 in Pine Island that if you're up there, I've been going up there to rehab and seeing a doc up there with my hip. And I just want to let you know, these guys are really good at what they do and taking care of everybody. The next time you have any kind of injury and want to get it checked out or get a second opinion, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got here today?
All right, guys, Tiger Woods is officially back as he announces that he will compete in next week's PNC Championship.
With his kid.
With his son, Charlie.
You made it sound like he was going out playing against the best. He's going out to do bonding with his son.
Against kids or whatever, like it's an actual tournament.
His kid, by the way, is really good.
Is he really, oh, like, really good?
Wow. Really good.
I'm excited to see that.
You got to see a swing, and he's got a – I don't know if it's he got a little of his dad's confidence and walk too.
It's all that matters,
he's
right?
He's got the flip and he's got the whole thing and the little swing, and he'll wear exactly what he and dad gonna have that same black and red on,
right,
man.
Right.
By the way, Golf Channel and NBC are gonna be carrying this. Of course. Thing here. I'm guessing they're pleased.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding?
It is. Woody, you're right about one thing. Like, anytime Tiger, even though he hasn't played, and when he did, it wasn't that good, and not to Tiger standards, and yet they realize he's still the most popular thing they have, which is, I don't know if it's good or bad at this point.
Is Tiger Woods the second most famous living athlete? Michael Jordan probably being number one, I would think, right? Like, isn't it MJ then Tiger?
I don't know.
There's a global standpoint here.
There's a couple of real famous soccer players.
Yeah,
I might
have to put
Woody,
them
in
there.
Anytime you
that's
go,
that's fine, Joe. But I'm guessing there's not a lot of places on earth they don't know who Tiger Woods is.
Woody, I'm guessing there's a lot of places in the world that there's two soccer players and they know who they are. And there's a lot more population outside the United States. And I'm guessing most places know. So I'm always really careful when we're talking about the two guys that make over $100 million every year.
If you said American athletes, I would say yes, right? Guys that play in the United States.
Living? Still think Tiger has global appeal. I mean, they play golf tournaments.
No, they
all
do.
Over
you're
the
right.
Place.
You're right. But I'm just saying, I mean, I don't think it's a conversation.
He's up there. No, don't get me wrong. It's not. You're not crazy. But when you start talking about Michael Jordan, I would agree. And I can't. I have learned, and people. Remind
well,
me.
You saw it firsthand when you went
those
out.
Those two soccer players, Messi, Ronaldo, are different level. Still, by the way, still playing.
Pretty high level.
So I don't know, Woody, but yeah, Tiger's up there for golf. Yeah, I'm not getting away from what you're saying. He's big time.
All right, guys. Quick update here on the whole A-Rod. We have a little J-Lo for you, too, here, Joe.
Oh, what's going on? Is A-Rod okay?
Well, A-Rod just sold one of his Miami homes.
Oh, he's fine.
For $6.3 million.
Oh, that was like a little house he had on the side. Like, he let guys that were friends but not real close friends, he let them stay there. That's fine.
Seems like a small house here. It's 3,000 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. I was in the design district.
$7 million.
Right on the water. But yeah, 6.3. It seems expensive.
Is it on the water?
I don't know.
Well, then there you have it.
Right. There you go.
Is the water expensive?
You're such an idiot. Is water expensive?
It also says he owns a $40 million waterfront estate on Star Island.
So. There you go.
Yeah, but
that's the main one.
Does he own that with J-Lo?
Yeah.
I think he owns that with J-Lo.
So how do you do that when you're dating somebody? Mm. and they both have stupid money, so that wasn't an issue. Do you just go, okay,
you don't show up unexpectedly. Ben answers
the
door with no shirt
on.
Well, Ben answers the door with no shirt on. You're going to be upset.
God, that's...
just his Batman mask.
He's doing just fine.
Speaking of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, do you see them sitting courtside at the Lakers?
They're
game?
In love, man. Oh, they're all over each other. They're in love.
Didn't take very long.
It's such a weird story.
Didn't take very long.
By the way, I just wanted to play this for A-Rod.
Why do you do that in the guy's backyard?
Horrible.
Home backyard.
Horrible.
Why do you do that? What if he's on his way to a workout?
A-Rod, what's your favorite Ben Affleck movie?
That's wrong.
A-Rod! Ben Affleck's got J-Lo!
That's
How
wrong.
Do you like them apples?
Oh, it's horrible.
J-Lo! Oh, J-Lo!
Are you done? I love it. I like A-Rod. I almost love A-Rod. I do like him. He's a character.
Okay.
I do. I like the guy. I feel like we've been through his life with
him. We have.
You know how some athletes, we've had a couple athletes, we just kind of, I feel like I went through Dwayne Wade's life there for a while.
Oh, we did. The bad part of it.
Had to leave and go take care of something in Chicago and come back. I mean, I just, there's certain people, and they're open about everything with this social media stuff, and the books that come out, and movies, and documentaries, are like, you know.
Still haven't seen Screwball, right?
No, I haven't seen. I can't see it. No, I can't
see
it.
You can't see it? Why? Yeah, you think he'll dislike A-Rod afterwards?
Right,
It does paint him as a bad guy.
It does.
Oh, that's why he can't watch it.
Yeah, it does. It's a good
Okay.
Movie,
so have an unfair view of him then.
I know what he's done right and wrong. We've all made mistakes except you two.
I've never made a mistake. Actually, I made a very grave mistake yesterday.
You did.
And I did have to apologize for that.
You did.
It's too late.
I know. How about that other guy who I've never heard of? He's like texting in that I'm like the worst radio host in South Florida.
He was
very mean-spirited,
because,
man.
So this is the thing I get. And I know you don't care, but I'm going to bring it up because you're a young guy. Okay. And so everything starts when you start a like in sports. It starts and ends with your limited time of covering sports. So for guys that are a little bit older, when you say something and you don't give guys credit or mention them, how good they were that might have gone back and that 50 and 60-year-old guys and 70-year-old guys would know, they get a little fired up with you. So I showed you one yesterday. I don't usually do that. That he was upset.
He was very upset.
Yellow jacket.
Which is a little bit kind of mean-spirited.
I don't know if he was or you were.
You were a little mean-spirited.
You were
really?
A little mean-spirited.
See, I didn't
off,
know
yeah.
who these guys are. I mean.
No, just that it's, what would you say? Is it garbage? What did you say, trash?
Crap. All right, I'll go, like, to the library and get an old encyclopedia and read about this stuff. Right?
Wow, you're doubling down, huh?
We have some more stories to get to, please. Wow. I'll dig my hole deeper.
Doubling
here.
Down.
You're on a roll. I'm going to give you another.
Wow. All of Joe's old
shovel.
Friends are going to hate me.
I'm going to get you another shovel here.
Unbelievable.
Dak Prescott gave his teammates a very nice gift here. The new Jordan, the gray Jordans, have you seen those? The cool grays.
But if they're Jordans, they're nice.
And expensive.
The cool grays. Now, these sell for $225 a piece, and most people like me will try on the app to get them and will be unsuccessful.
So he did this for?
He gave his teammates all, yeah. All
everybody? The whole team?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's nice.
Well, he has a huge deal with Jordan Brand,
right.
Apparently, so.
Didn't cost him anything.
You make one phone call and you get those all ordered and sent there and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And finally here, Joe, this is perfect for you.
What?
The Fonz from Happy Days.
Love that show.
Up your alley?
Yes. Yes.
Figures. He had an auction of some of his old junk here and a 1949 Triumph Trophy 500 motorbike that Fonzie rode on the show.
Yep.
Any idea what that sold for?
The Fonz.
$231,562.
Wow.
Fonzarelli was a cool cat, man.
And his outfit from the show, was like
jacket,
a leather
right?
jacket or whatever,
yeah.
sold for $75,000.
Wow. Jeez.
Collectibles, man.
People.
Strange
just,
market out there.
People just, no wonder these places are opening. Like, man. People got too much money. Crazy.
Victor Bermudez just texted me a picture of his Jordan Cool Gray shoes, I'm looking at the picture.
Does Victor have some?
They appear to be counterfeits, but I can't tell for sure.
The Victor ones?
Yeah, they do appear to be knockoffs.
Wow, that's a shot.
Why would you say that?
It's one hell of a move.
Just
today,
looking at them, they look fake.
Jeez.
Calls in to tell you he's got a pair, and you start ripping them.
I mean, look at this picture. The Jordan's missing a head.
I don't think anything's worse than saying somebody's got the fake or the knockoff, right? If you call them out for that, that's pretty bad when you're a collector.
Vic will come right over here with those big arms he has and take care of this thing. He'll do to Hollywood what he did to another guy who used to work here for a Super Bowl. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Harley, wide receiver for the Miami Hurricanes, going to join us. And I started to say, Farmer, wait a sec, man. He's got one more game. Got
not
one more
former.
Game.
Right.
Go get yourself another 10 or 12 catches, my man. There, get it going. So he'll join us at 8:20. And Brian Baldinger, who has been – I love Baldy's breakdowns. If you've seen them, they're really cool. ISOs on players that are playing really well, and he's got a mad crush right now on a couple of young Miami Dolphin players. So we'll get into that, talk about that a little bit as he breaks down all his top players every week for NFL Network. We'll have that coming up. Right now, I want to talk to you about something that'll get you going real quickly if you're dragging a little bit. Outside, you're dragging a little bit. I go, oh, you need some Edge energy drink. You really do. You need a can of Edge energy drink. All you got to do is go to liquorsplit.com. Yeah, go to liquorsplit.com, order it. It's a quick delivery. And I'm just going to tell you, living on the edge in Miami with Edge energy drink and liquorsplit.com is the way to go. The holidays are here. Get my $25 gift to you from Edge Energy and liquorsplit.com, South Florida's local liquor delivery service. Find liquor favorites at liquorsplit.com. $25 off with my code Joe. No minimum purchase. That's right, $25 off. No minimum purchase. That's my holiday gift to you. Just go to liquorsplit.com. Enter my code Joe. You'll receive a $25 gift while you're there. Get Edge Energy Drink, delicious and smooth with zero aftertaste. Great to use with your premium mixer. It really is. Get your holiday cheer with the code Joe. It's the beer and the cheer at liquorsplit.com. Fast liquor delivery during the holiday season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.